Don, what is your most memorable hunt with a bow and arrow?
Well, I think the most memorable is probably the first elk I ever got with a bow. I was living in Colorado at the time. Right after I graduated from college, I wanted to make sure I knew what I was getting into before entering sort of the family business and the craziness associated therewith. I took a year, a little over a year off, moved out to Colorado, did a lot of fly fishing, worked in a bar, sort of did the antithesis of a lot of people, probably the first graduate of the Wharton School of Finance to go be a bartender. But again, I wanted to make sure I knew what I was getting into and wouldn't have any regrets that I didn't do some of the other stuff that you want to do in your youth, not when you're older. And so I was living out west, and it was bow season, and I had two buddies that were also big bow hunters, both former U.S. ski team guys, so we're in phenomenal shape. We're young and aggressive, and just hunting public land elk out there for basically this month, the month of August. For all three of us to have tagged out was just incredible. And we went out there, we pursued it aggressively. We spent a lot of time chasing these things. And when I finally got mine on the basically the second to last day of the season, and 2 days before I was moving back to New York to start this job, it was just incredible. It was the calling, and my shot ended up being at 7 yards,
Oh boy.
and on such a steep slope that we were where we positioned, you could see them coming. Just you could see hooves through the bushes below, but you couldn't get up or down or anything. And then when he finally rounded the corner around this little bend of brush that was in front of us, it was just right there. And I mean, there's not many more intense experiences than that. When you kind of have that calling back and forth. It's sort of like the 700-800 pound turkey. It's just that back and forth is just incredible. So that was something because it was so memorable because of also the effort that we put into it. I mean, this was every day. I think this was the 25th or 27th day of the season. Helping my buddies do it with him, helping them get it out of the mountains. It was just amazing. I mean, but the thousands of vertical feet that we logged climbing and doing that, I think, statistics would not dictate that three guys hunting together could all tag out with a bow during a season like that on public land, and we did it, and it was just incredible that I'll remember it to this, forever.
So that was an unguided hunt.
That was an unguided hunt. Yeah, we went out there and did it, and it wasn't easy, but I guess when you're young and that way you're able to put in the miles, you're able to get off the ATV trails and put all that stuff behind you. And I remember a lot of mornings walking into the woods before light and coming out well after dark and traversing some pretty treacherous terrain with just a headlamp, just making sure, like anything else, if you're not going to put in the time, it's probably not going to be successful. And I think at the time, the statistics were like something like 5% of guys maybe tagged out. So for all three of us to do it, in the same areas, we just really had great teamwork. And it was just a memorable hunt, and perhaps more for the effort than anything else, because it was not easy. But it was totally worth it.